Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 5th of December 2021. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by VK7 ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, and 14.130 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, and 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in the Southern VK7. And RAOTC News, the December broadcast. This is a reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 6th of December 2021 over two of the VK7 repeater networks. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The first article is sourced from Cosmos magazine and takes a fresh look at solar panels in space. As everyone knows, photovoltaic generation is intermittent due to cloud cover and day-night cycle. The idea of generating electricity in space and beaming it towards Earth has been around for decades. This article examines several design concepts that take into account such issues as satellite size and mass, safety limits, and size of so-called rectennas. The second article is the final in the series of computer history, and it details with a brief history of Apple Macintosh. And in January 1984, the first Macintosh operating system appeared. Details are given of the various operating systems that followed, including several name changes. Listen at 8 p.m. on Monday local time over the VK7RAA-RTC statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on RF on 445.5 MHz DATV. The date again is December the 6th. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you're able, and callback statistics are sent to the RAOTC Broadcast Committee. If you miss an off-air broadcast, you can also listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website, and that's 73 from Peter, VK7PD. And contest news, the WIA Spring VHF-UHF Field Day. Last weekend was the Spring Field Day, and thanks to all who operated during the weekend and contributed to contacts. Your logs are now due and need to be uploaded by midnight AEDST, Monday the 13th of December 2021. To submit your logs for direct import into log checking software with no transcription, logs in ASCII text formats as produced by VKCL are now preferred. No cover sheet is also required with these logs, and that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. And QSL News, a report from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwoods QSL Bureau. And the current list of QSL cards, as held on the 19th of November, is in the email version of this broadcast. And if you have recently upgraded or changed your call sign, then please let Herman know of the old and the new call signs. And thank you to those amateurs who have already been in touch advising Herman of the new calls and silent key information. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwoods QSL Bureau. And news from the Northwest and the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club meeting. NWTARC had their Christmas outing on the 27th of November, and this was to be held at Legions Park on the Esplanade, West Ulverston. However, unfortunately, the facilities were unavailable, and it was moved to Air Force Park, which was a larger facility right beside the beautiful Leven River. The weather was absolutely awesome, blue skies, slight breeze and beautiful scenery. Club members, family, children and friends enjoyed a scrumptious barbecue lunch beside the river. The socialising and banter carried on throughout the afternoon and those attending had an enjoyable time. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer of NWTARC. News from the North, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group are now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Once again, we had a very good roll-up on Friday at Coffee, and as usual, there was lots of chatter. A number of members visited the main hall to pore over the stock items for sale. It's amazing you get one person down there, and then suddenly it becomes like bees around a honeypot, all feverishly going through the boxes and bits and pieces to find the jewel in the crown or locating that item that they have to have but didn't realise they needed until it was in their hand. Hi. Not to worry, guys, and in Yvonne's case, the obsession is around fabric for quilting. We now hand over to Idris to bring us up to speed on the events of the Club Tech Night held last Wednesday, the 1st of December. And we quote, "This session was packed full of interesting presentations and equipment. We had a presentation from the two Peters, starting with VK7PD. And Peter VK7PD gave us a presentation on his adventures with the 10 GHz band. He took us through the basics of working with the gigahertz band, including some history, with a slideshow. He had bought some of his field equipment to show us and detailed how the various modules connected together using a FT817 to provide the IF. During the recent VHF-UHF field day exercise, Peter made voice contacts with Rex VK7MO in Hobart on 10 GHz FM. Thanks, Peter, for the very interesting session. At the later session, Peter will add to this presentation with a talk about his field day console and its features. On to the next, Peter. Peter VK7KPC has been participating in a project for the HAM-SCI program. HAM-SCI is Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, which is a platform for the publicity and promotion of projects to advance scientific research and understanding through amateur radio activities. Peter's particular project concerns the total solar eclipse across Antarctica, which produces disturbances in the ionosphere. These disturbances are known to cause Doppler shift in HF radio ray paths, which can be measured by amateurs and SWLs using their HF radios, taking and recording results using transmissions from a time-standard beacon such as WWVH in Hawaii, which is what Peter is using. The HF radio ideally should have a GPS-disciplined oscillator for frequency stability, and at previous club gatherings, Peter had given us progress reports on this process, which he has had success with. During the eclipse phenomena, the audio recordings are made of the demodulated time signal, in this case 10 MHz, and the files produced are sent away for analysis. This program is worldwide and many amateurs and SWLs in many countries are participating in collecting frequency data. The actual eclipse will have taken place on Saturday, December the 4th. As it is taking place over Antarctica, it won't have been seen very well in Tasmania. Thanks, Peter, for the fascinating insight into these programs. It's amazing what volunteer power can achieve. And now for something completely different. Ross VK7ALH showed us his latest bargain. Answering an advert in an online buy and sell, he managed to acquire two items advertised as tuners. They were a 3 kilowatt power star, which was indeed an antenna matcher, but amazingly, the other item was a Chinese manufactured medium frequency AM transmitter, quite large but solidly constructed. With the covers off both items, there was much interest from all in attendance. Thanks, Ross. That will go nicely with our 160-metre large antenna. Good luck. That's all, folks. I have been rambling on enough, so 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. And thanks, Idris, for the update. Sounds like an interesting evening and enjoyed by all. They will now have to wait till January 2022 before we hold another Club Tech Night. Just imagine the goodies that will roll up on the first night. And you have been listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And 2022 membership fees. Yes, with the year rapidly disappearing, it's time to start reminding all that your 2021 membership fee expires on the 31st of December. A letter advising of the fee payable for 2022 was to be forwarded to all members in late November to the email address noted on our records, but a glitch in the system did not see this happen. Hopefully it will be sorted out in the coming weeks. We confirm that the 2022 membership fee will see a slight increase to $40 for each voting member, with an additional unchanged $5 for each member of the family that the voting member wishes to add to his or her membership. A number of members have already paid by direct deposit to our bank account, so if you would prefer to use that method, the bank details are Bendigo Bank BSB 633000 and the account number is 120432687 and it's in the name of Entark. Please remember to notate your payment with your call sign. Other options are by pay on Friday, coffee mornings, or by cheque to our postal address, P.O. Box 275, Launceston 7250. And upcoming events, the Testnet and Technet, Wednesday the 8th of December, Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7pm to 7:30pm, and on the Technet on 3567 from 7:30 until about 8:30pm. Your host for the evening will again be Nick VK7 Double Whiskey. And Christmas dinner. Wednesday the 15th of December, the venue is the Mowbray Hotel, meeting time is 6pm, and tables have been booked under the name of Entark. Menu is an a la carte and there is plenty of parking at the rear. Please RSVP to the secretary at either of these email addresses, news@entark.net or ypmaxwell, or one word, at bigpond.com, or jot your name down on the sheet next to the sign-in register on the Wednesday night session or coffee mornings. We will need to confirm final numbers with the hotel on Tuesday the 14th of December, so please ensure you get your name on the list before that date. As of Friday, we had 28 names listed, and the hotel has been advised to extend seating to numbers to 30. So if you're planning to attend, please advise so that the name can be added. And please note, there will not be a Club Tech session on this night. So we will be recommencing in January, the date to be confirmed in coming news. And future events, the January General Meeting, which is Saturday the 8th of January 2022. Meeting to commence at 1400 hours or 2pm. Afternoon tea will follow. Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of Entark will take place on Wednesday the 9th of February 2022 at the Entark Clubrooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 7:30pm. And I will be writing to all Entark coordinators soon requesting that they start thinking about their yearly report. The AGM will be followed by the February General Meeting, so more information on this matter in January. Coffee mornings, currently held every Friday in the Entark Clubrooms. Catch-up time is from 10am to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. Just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities and the other services we provide, especially in these abnormal and very trying times. Enjoying the company, coffee, biscuits and cake by leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist our ongoing operations. Christmas and New Year closure. The last day the club will be open in 2021 for coffee mornings will be Friday the 17th of December. We reopen on Friday 7th of January 2022. And this gives all members and especially the team that sets up each week some downtime to celebrate with family and friends. Plenty of warning on this one, folks, so please note your diaries. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. And your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We'll bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Inc. News from the South. Wysen Tasmania South Christmas Lunch. Wysen Tasmania South is holding their Christmas lunch and gathering at the Top Pub opposite the RSL at Signet from 12 noon today, Sunday the 5th of December 2021. And we hope that you've been fasting for the last few days, as we understand that the meals are huge and come with free ice cream, if your dessert stomach is still available. Hi. And that's 73 from the Wysen Committee. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, December presentation and VK0PD on Antarctic Adventures. And we've been fortunate to be able to secure a presentation from Paul Daniels, VK0PD or VK2PAD, who gave us an illustrated talk on his experience spending the winter in the Australian Antarctic Division KC station. Paul started with some background on his interest in radio and Antarctica, and once down there, Paul did a site survey at Casey, and the RF noise was not good, but found a location for the antennas and operated from the Hobby Shack. Paul took an IC7300 and an IC705 and a HLA305 PA and an ATX converted switch mode power supply. Paul built a foot switch from workshop rubbish and showed his operating positions in the hobby hut. Paul showed the weather forecasts in Antarctica and the snow storm blizzards engulfing and breaking the antennas regularly. It emphasised that there are relentless winds and blizzard conditions that really sap your enthusiasm over time. As the building services supervisor, he visited the past radio antenna installations. However, all the V-beams were broken and the tower installation had been condemned. He outlined some fun stuff that they get up to, namely a sauna for 25 minutes, then an ice bath for 10 minutes. Yeah, right. Paul outlined an engineering job he undertook to improve safety, and there is constant maintenance that is required to combat the relentless weather, and this included some RF engineering work on the tandem delta with the comms technician. Paul played a video of the first plane coming in along with the fog, and of course it couldn't land, but then there was a RAAF C-17 came in the next day, and Paul got to come back on a nice big RAAF transport plane. Very nice. Paul then took questions. Do you realise that a job in Australia takes 3 to 10 times longer in Antarctica? Paul talked about operating radio and the polar flutter and outlined that he was operating radio down there not to make quick contacts but to operate radio and have some good conversations. Paul described the size limits for the hardware that you can take down with you to Antarctica and the need to take things down to keep busy. Paul answered some late questions about heading south to work for the AAD and the opportunities that working for the AAD present. He finished with a comment that the AAD was a very supportive organisation to work for. And a huge thank you to Paul for his presentation and to Hayden for liaising with Paul. There is a recording available on the REIST YouTube channel, and that's 73 from the REIST committee. And you have been listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. REIST Christmas BYO Barbecues. REIST will be holding two Christmas BYO barbecues on the 15th of December 2021. The first at lunchtime for the Wednesday afternoon group, the WAGs, and the second at from 7:30 p.m. for the DATV Experimenters Nights. And see you there, 73 from the REIST Committee. And REIST Open Day. The REIST Committee is holding its Open Day on Sunday, January 30, 2022, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. More details about the day in future broadcasts. See you there from the REIST Committee. And training and assessment. REIST's next Foundation Licence Course and All Licence Assessment Day is on Saturday, the 25th of January 2022, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And if you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the REIST Learning Organiser, know ASAP that you'll be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607 or emailing assessor@reist.asn.au. Check out the REIST Foundation licence training videos that can be found at the REIST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And also check out the REIST Facebook page events for further details. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And the DATV Experimenters Night. We get back underway this Wednesday night with our DATV Experimenters Nights, and we will have a review of the new NanoVNA FV2. This wonderful piece of cheap RF test equipment is a must in any shack. And there will also be a quick review of more articles from the latest Jubis and AR magazines. We get underway on Wednesday the 8th of December from 7:30 p.m. Keep an eye on the REIST Facebook events for more details. And a reminder that we go out on RF on 445.5 DVB-T 7 megs standard definition. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 megahertz, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signals. Look out for VK7 OTC, and we also stream the nights on the REIST YouTube channel. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, meeting Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday Coffee Session, Rochalie Clubrooms, Launceston, from 10 a.m. NTARC Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday the 8th of December, Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. until around 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, the Wednesday from 2000 local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 09:30 UTC or 8:30 local, is the Northwest Tassie 2m DX Net on 144.190 upper sideband. REIST Microwave QSO Party followed on from the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. The REIST WAGs Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms from 12 p.m. REIST DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the clubrooms, also on DVB-T RF and YouTube streaming. And Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commences at 6 p.m. AEDST. Events, Wyson, Tasmania South, 5th of December, today, the Christmas lunch top pub signet from 12 noon, Entark, 15th of December, Christmas dinner at the Mowbray Hotel from 6 p.m. And let the secretary know if you're coming along. Reese, the 15th of December, the Christmas BYO barbecues for the WAGs at lunchtime and the DOTV Experimenters Night from 6 p.m. Entark, 8th of January 2022, general meeting from 2 p.m. in the Rochalie Club Rooms with afternoon tea to follow. Reese, 30th of January, the Reese Open Day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Reese, 6th of February 2022 is the annual general meeting, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 11 a.m. followed by a BYO barbecue. And NTARC, the 9th of February 2022, annual general meeting from 7:30 p.m. in the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcasts, newsreader VK7PD, repeaters Reist, Entark, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC, 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7DG, 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres VK7VKT, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RTC in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News from around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7ARNews, or one word, at gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found on the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group, and the deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.